Never it will come in lakhs and lakhs per. If you are hearing Madhvacharya, if you are Ramanandi, Ramanuj, Vishnu Swami, never it will come, never and never, in lakhs and lakhs per. But if you are falling from beginning Vaidhi Bhakti, in the line of Rupa Goswami, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line, oh, surely it will come. And they will only attract who has inseed that potency. They will come. So you are so much fortunate, you should think you are so much fortunate. So much. That you have been attracted to this line. Otherwise you have been in monism. It is very lucky they are in this world, killing cows, taking place and all this doing nonsense.
I have got some questions from others and then I am relating
with you. So you should answer?
No.
So I have no time to such. Now my time is over.
No, the question is very. They say Guru, every disciple thinks that he is Guru, bona fide Guru, is Nitya Parikara. But the Nitya Parikara is always adoring Krishna pastime. How he will look after his disciple and have time and affection for his disciple who are conditioned in this behavior?
Because he has so many steps he can take. He tells his intelligence and power is unlimited. In a second he can do lakhs and lakhs things. Wonderful power he has. Engaging in Krishna and also listening and the prayers of his devotees, bona fide, like Narada, like Vyas, like others, like Rupa Goswami. There is no doubt about this. Usme Vedanta Sutra mein tasmin na chitram virudha dharmam tasmin na chitram. We cannot
reconcile
all this by this very penetrational mind composed by worldly things.
Every disciple thinks that he is Guru.
It is good, better. It is not so. Even a disciple should think that my Guru is better. But sometimes, if he is doing against Shastra, then you should give up. Or you should make a question to him, why you are doing it? I want to know. Very boldly and strongly. It is criticizing any bona fide Vaishnava. He is not remembering and chanting Krishna name himself. Only telling others, oh, you should do. Not knowing Bhagavatam. And he never tells any Bhagavat katha. Why? He does not know how to worship. Why? So, if he is doing against Shastra, especially criticizing Vaishnava, Harinam, his Gurudev, bona fide Guru, then we should give up. And then we should not think that my Gurudev is same as Nitya Parikara.
Students today, you have explained
that
when one does Atma Vedas, then everything he does is Guru to the
Bhakti. What? I could not. What is this?
Someone
is there now, that all activities that he performs are Sarup Siddha Bhakti. No. Nothing. You should offer, but you cannot offer. It will be at the stage of Bhav Rati, fully Atmanivedana. And what you are doing, that Gurudev, I am now yours, I have offered myself to you. But I will keep my, what, key with me in my pocket. But everything is yours. So in this stage you cannot do. Verbally we can tell like this, but doing so. So first prapatti will come, then sharanagati will come, and lastly atmanivedan will come. There is all difference between them. Prapatti means I know that he is all power and he can do anything he likes. He is so powerful. He can support us, nourish us. So taking like shelter. Prabhu, I have given to you. You should support and nourish. I have so much belief on you. This is purpose. And Saranagati. Six parts of Saranagati. You know? Sankalp, Ankulesha Sankalp, Patikulesha Vivarjanam. Those who are helpful, you should try to do sankalp that I will take. Those who are unfavorable, we should have a very strong sankalp. Determination that I will not take. And he is only one may what? Maintainer and everything. And then that Atmanirvadhan life, offering ourselves. But it will not be completed. And after doing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shravanam, Pad, Sevanam, Bhakti, and when we have realized something, Keto, Darpanam, Arjanam, and after that some Vidyapadhu, Jivanam, then we will realize our soul. That's why. Then I can do Atmanivedan. So it may be first, like prapatti, sarvadharmana parityajyamami ekam sharanam. Like this. Prapatti. And then will come sharanagati. And Atmanivedanam in the end of bhakti. Shramanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, padasevam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakham, atma, in the last.
If one is not perfected and chant Hare Krishna, Nama Bhat, at the time of death, what is the destination? He has a bona fide guru.
Then?
And he chants Nama Bhat.
He should go on doing?
Will he go back to the spiritual world?
No. He should be pure and he should. Like, he chanted Ajamil, Namabhas, but he will have to wait and to go through process and then he went.
So what if someone has a bona fide guru and he is not completely perfect?
Bona fide guru means he will help that his this Namabhas will be changed into Suddhanam, and by Suddhanam, Rati will come. And then prema will come, then he will go. He will have to wait.
So without prema you can't go to Vaikuntha. If you don't have prema you can't go to Vaikuntha.
No, never.
But why does the prema?
What he will go there? What he will do if he has no prema? What he will do? Where he will have a friend like you to quarrel and to gratification, sense gratification, where he will? There is nothing there to for sense gratification. What he will do? No?
I am sure that even if Guru is not on the Uttam Bhagavad.
Oh, this silly questions. Bogus.
What
does
this liberation mean? The 90th liberation.
Oh, that disattachment. Big in this world, we are liberated if we have no any worldly desire. And after this, Shuddha Bhakti will come, and then Prem will come, then we can go there and serve. So rehearsal will be done. If a drama play is going on, we will have to make rehearsal things, no? So this process which you are doing, chanting, remembering, gradually going towards prem, these are all rehearsal mana practices. This is sadhana. There are so many meanings. So many meanings. Outer meaning, inner meaning, most inner meaning. So many. Liberation means, oh, you can keep his back tight. No, back. So that he could not take. No. When he will give up, and this is liberation. Now come to Maya. Maya has tightened up. By what thing? Not by so much iron rods or anything chains. Oh, by attraction. Attraction to wife, children, any dog, not you have, or your your pet. Stomach. Come on. So many things. So if these are home, then he is liberated. After that, your body will go. And also your man, buddhi, ahankar, chitta, shuttle body will go. Then revelation. And when rati will come, then it is called sarup siddhi, deeper meaning. And when you have had prayed, then this body will totally go away. And that Shuddha Swarup will come, and Siddha body will come, Parikar Deha, and then this is most upper class of meaning, of liberation. Agrahe Mukti Tabe Sarva Bandhanas Tabe Se Haite Pare Sri Krishna Radhar. And then we can serve. This liberation, most confidential meaning is Braj Prem. If anyone achieves, this is the highest meaning of liberation. Vishnuangri Labha, Krishnangri, Radhangri Labha, Mukti, this is lost meaning. Yes. What? Iti Mukti. Puchiya?
Sometimes when Krishna would go into the neighbor's lady's house and he wouldn't find any yogurt, he would pinch their baby to make them cry. So I can understand why if he makes the gopis cry, how they could cope with that. But how are the babies going to cope with
that? What? If
he goes to the house of the neighbor to steal yogurt, when he does the cry, he twists the ear of the baby gopis. Because I can understand why he makes some trouble for the elderly gopis, but why he's doing for the
They have some attachment, not pure love for Krishna. No? So if there is some little smile, a smell of that thing, and by doing see, and he at once removes that thing. But you should give me dakshina and then any question. And that question, the dakshina is this. You'll have to promise that you'll have to give dakshina to Maharaj because he is doing so much labor and so much thing, giving so much. So my all books which are going to be printed, published, you'll have to promise that at least 10 books
in 1 year.
Huh? In a year. Acha. In a year. I will distribute. And I will read that book and take the essence of it. And I will preach. This will be the darshan. And who will do more? Instead of 10, if they are doing 100, then I will give them some rewards. Shraddha. And if more, then nishtha. And if 1,000, more than 1,000, then I will may give them ruchi, like this. Okay? All are? I want to see. What? Yeah. No, I am not. I will not be. No, I cannot. Because I have some ruchi up to that. I'm conditioned soul. I am not like Ruth and Raghuna. So I will not tell lies. And good bogus promises.
I want to ask you about
what?
You were telling Mahaprabhu had 3.5 intimate associates, including.
You have questioned me anyhow before.
But we didn't finish explaining. It's before, some years ago, you said
I have answered, but you'll realize. Rupa Goswami was more, Sanatana Goswami was Manjari, all the Ashta Sakhis were there, Vrinda was also there in shape of any man, Jogmaya was also there in any shape of male shape. But it has been told in very condensed form, Sahitya. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following some marjada of prayer, because he was like Guru, not like Krishna. We cannot have prem, singar mood with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As like a Guru, with some rules and regulations and marjada, we can be there and serve him. So, very rare it has been told, like three and a half. But actually, there were so many qualified sages. But we should admit what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said. So that this mood was so high, special and secret, that it is so rare, only to prove.
Yes. You once said that Madhavi Devi had some hint of Aishwarya, and that's why she's considered an
No.
I have an announcement.
Yes.
Final announcement.
Oh, now it is so much time. Why we are going to bazaar and so much time? You can ask there.
Today is the last class. We were able to be leaving tomorrow morning early to go to Badger. So I'd like to request all the devotees to please get together in your cars after prasadam to go ahead to Badger. Get situated in the camping in the tents of the devotees' houses that you're with, so that we can have a nice reception in Badger when they come.
Also, I'm also requesting you all, don't make your requirements so high that anyone cannot satisfy. So we should try to control our requirements very little to maintain our. So we should also see the status of the persons to where you are going to be hosted. Don't make so many formalized demands. Only demand should come to me that I want Shraddha, Nishtha, Niti, Bhakti. So, then I will be free. More?
So there will be no class in the evening? And it's, yes, tonight in the evening. And, yesterday, Rama Gopal Prabhu had arranged three rental cars from some devotees. You know who you are. Anybody who has any room in their car, please try to fill it up, pack it up as much as possible. There are some devotees like Bhakti Sar Maharaj and Prabhu Jagadish Pandit. If anyone doesn't have a ride, they should come afterwards and talk with me, and we'll try to help you get a ride to Badger.
Any difficulty, problem, you can suggest from him, discuss, and he will try to.
I would like to extend my warm thanks to Srila Gurudev for coming here and giving such wonderful Hare Katha, enlivening myself and all the devotees. I've heard that everyone has appreciated the program. And I want to give special thanks also to a few devotees that have been very helpful. I'm not so qualified to do everything. This is a big project. And some devotees have done a lot of work. Janardhan Prabhu has helped a lot with the foundation.
And had he done that what? Lalit
Mohan.
don't give him that salary.
Nothing more.
No, not for him.
I'd also like to thank all the devotees for their financial contributions that has made it very helpful to get to this big place. And hopefully we've had a good impression on the management here, and they will allow us to come back next year. I think they have impressed with, originally there was a few problems with the children, but that seemed to be taken care of. And they were quite impressed with our group, so it shouldn't be a problem for next year. I'd like to invite everyone back, by Krishna's mercy, by Gurudev's mercy, we can have a program next year also.
Go, come on.
That should be.
So if anyone would like to take advantage of Gurudev's special offer to get Shraddha, so please come and see me immediately after the class, because I'm going to pack up all the boxes.
Be some lenient. If there are anyone poor, after that they can pay.
If all the disciples and all the devotees who are favorably inclined purchase 10 books, yeah, and they promise in advance, then it is very easy to print more books, and we can supply them cheaper. This idea came up this morning when we met with Ramdas Prabhu and his brother. They suggested to help facilitate the printing price and also the distribution, that every devotee can take at least 10 books, purchase them for a good wholesale price, and give them out to his friends.
But I know that there are some that they cannot give money at once. I know also there are so much poor. So some leniency should be done. I am only telling that they should, in future they should distribute books.
Yeah.
And if you will tell that at once to buy and to sell, it will be maybe.
But what that will is not
so much. Not those who can do easily, they can do. Otherwise, no.
Yeah.
Not. Take 1,000 books from him.